This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our friends at 98.5 K-Fox, the South Bay's classic rock in beautiful San Jose, California. Also 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and 105.3 The Bear in Blacksburg, Virginia. Big show for you. Bad jokes on the way, Ted versus the FCC. And today we're asking, what is your butt story? And there's a couple of reasons for that. As we start in England, where it took 900 cop hours, a 45-hour standoff, as they were trying to get one Christopher Foley to come down from a neighboring home. The 51-year-old builder, he taunted and mooned more than 100 armed officers for a drunken 45 hours.
Hours.
Costing taxpayers more than 18,000 pounds.
You think you called them cheeky monkeys? Bum lookers?
Yeah, yeah,
cheeky
right.
Monkey.
Bum looker.
Story in China about the fish that swim. Well, they didn't swim. The man put two fish into his backside. One broke into his abdominal wall. The other one almost killed him. He was almost in septic shock. We have the story from Ireland. The two arrests have been made.
One fish, two fish.
And the shooting
fish.
Of...
two fish.
The shooting of straw balls who was shot in the butt. And then we have the story of the traveler who was arrested for chasing a flight down the runway, and when he was busted and arrested, later decided to moon the reporters. Our question, what is the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
A few comments here real quick. It says, my high school kid, he had a sleep overnight for the freshman. In one of the boys' rooms, one kid thought it would be funny to fart in the other kid's face while he was sleeping, which at that age, that's funny. Well, the kid ended up pooping. The kid's face.
Oh, no.
We still talk about it 7 years later.
No.
Oh, wow, that's a prank gone wrong. And this one, it says, attention men's room. Your name is tattooed on my ass. Photo to come. That's
oh,
from
really?
Jen the dog walker.
No, really?
Huh. No, but one thing I want to point out.
It seemed.
No, no. She just said, I have your name, the men's room, tattooed on my ass.
I thought you meant Ted.
Now, we don't know if she
I
got.
I thought you meant all our names.
Yeah. I don't know if she got that before or after the show started. That could have been there years before this show ever hit the air.
Robin's the only one who's got to know, so I'm pretty sure where her tattoo is.
Right. Jen, here's an idea, though. If you're going to have a tattoo, you should put our faces on your butt. Strategically locate mine so that it looks like the Home Alone poster, if you follow what I'm saying, right? Every time you bend over, you
right? Make it so my mouth is smiling.
That's
nowhere.
What I'm saying.
I mean, whether
I
she had
wanna,
it because
I
want to
look like the Scream.
That just seems like a bold tattoo on a woman's buttocks.
Yeah, the men's room.
The men's room.
That's what I mean. What if she got it before our show ever started?
What's, what is the butt story? 844-999-OLA. That's a butt story.
Yeah. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So I'll make it quick. I was.
Oh, Jesus.
Once again, men's room colors. Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Sucker.
Oh
mother.
My God.
And. Please keep those words in mind when calling.
And
now, back to the program.
And honestly, in true context, that was the proper context I would have.
I mean, look, he ended up getting shot in the butt. So I understand that if I'm going to relive this story, he used the right adjective.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right, you know what I mean? Hey, man, no one disagrees with your opinion of this guy.
Yeah, 100% we're on your team.
We're right there. Dude, you got our full support.
And he is.
Right. Although, you're right. We just can't say it on the radio. That's really all this is. Please don't take it personally.
I do like that he tells that story the same way every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Consistency, right?
Yeah, when Mike said, don't cuss, he said, no problem.
No problem at all, man.
And then he started that story. Because there's only one adjective that's new here.
You got to remember, folks, before the calls make it to us, all right, they have to tell the story to Mike so Mike can determine if they're ready for air or not.
Right.
At the end of the screening process, Mike says, hey, look, man, you tell your story just like you told it here. Don't cuss. Don't say this. Whatever his thing is, whatever his parameters are, you get that going in. I mean, that took a half a second.
I mean, right. As soon as the story started. I almost feel bad for Mike, man. Because there are days, depending on what we're talking about, where, you know, we'll say to Mike, like, dear God, man. What is it with these calls on the air? And he has this really just defeated voice. And it doesn't happen all the time. But you just say, man, you don't know the ones that didn't make it on the air. He's like, honest to God, like 10% of the calls that came in could make the air. And I'm like, ooh, I feel bad. That is the tip of the spear. He sees the worst of humanity.
Let's see if we can do this again. What is the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Manuel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello.
Bienvenido a los baños de los caballeros.
Baña cerveza. There you go.
I was just saying, welcome to the men's room in Spanish. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Oh,
we welcome you.
And what, French? Wait, say it again.
In Spanish.
In Spanish. Whatever, man. I don't speak either. I'm good.
You sound very French to me.
I think he meant say the part of welcome to the men's room again in Spanish.
Yeah.
Bienvenidos a los baños de los caballeros.
Señora Baño.
That sounds so much more welcoming than hola, bitches.
It should be hola, baña, señor, something like that. Am I close?
Hello, bathroom man?
Hello, bathroom man. I'm coming to get you.
You're trying your best.
Right, like men's room.
What, it just be baños?
I don't know.
I think what you're looking for is no habla español.
Baños, caballeros is like men's bathroom, like the cowboys.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, what? Like no baños de los hombres. We call it caballeros.
Okay, I just still
we call it the pisser.
I still get confused at Outback. what is the? Am I a Sheila or a blimp?
I don't know which one am I. Give me a boy and a girl.
Dude, honestly, I did that in Irish pub last night. By the because it doesn't say male or female.
What does it say?
I don't remember, man. So
is it like lass?
No, it's not. It's like Gaelic, man. So I go to this door. All right, I go to the door. I walk by the first one because I was pretty sure that was for women. I go to the second one. I put my hand on it, and I kind of looked, and I'm like, wait, this isn't right. So I go back to the original one, which was the guy's, but there's a guy behind me, and he goes, oh, is this the right one? I said, bro, I don't know. I don't speak Gaelic. I have no freaking idea. Thank God there were urinals.
I look for the urinals.
Yeah, that's it, man. All right, so what's your butt story?
Well, for one, that was a very short story earlier. He did say he'll have a real quick one, so that worked out with him.
It did work out well, you're right.
Yeah.
Dude, you're still drinking out of a straw like a normal person?
What are you talking about? What, my drink?
Yeah. I thought you were going to drink it.
Oh,
drink it.
Inside joke you don't know about, but yes, with my mouth, Ted, I'm drinking it with my mouth. So what is your butt story?
This went longer than I expected. I wanted to give a quick shout-out. That was okay. Just one quick one.
Oh, hell of a shout-out.
What is going on with the shout-outs?
This is a quick one because if it wasn't for this guy, I probably would have never heard of you guys. Shout-out to Dan from Cutting Specialist. He's the one that introduced me to you guys, and I think you guys are hilarious.
Oh, cool. Thank you, man. All right. Thanks, Dan.
And all the other guys, Jim and Dakota over there as well.
Oh, Jesus,
Specialist.
You're running out of time. You can't
Dan got it. Dan got the shout. Jim and Dakota can suck it.
Okay. So what's the butt story?
Okay, so this story was it's kind of a Halloween story as well. Of course, you know, if you have kids, you have a candy that you take after Halloween. So me and my wife were munching on some candy, and we enjoyed ourselves. I like myself Milky Way and whatnot. And my daughter at the time was about 1 year old, and I tend to change diapers every now and then. We were eating the candy, and after a while, I change her diapers, and we continue conversating. We're munching on the candy. I go to the bathroom, and I notice a little speck of chocolate in my hand, so I licked it. Wasn't chocolate.
Oh! Chewing the butt. Yeah. That's kids' revenge for stealing their candy.
It's like eating it.
Oh, no, man.
Can't let this chocolate go to waste.
No. Right. What is that? It's that time. Just let it go,
what
man.
What do you think it looked like? What kind of mini?
Baby Ruth.
Like a little Milky Way?
You know, you get that little bit on your finger, man.
A little bit. Well, yeah, a little baby Ruth's got the lumps in it.
Right, that looks like a straight turd. Right, exactly. But, I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah, the favorite. I was going to say, there's nougat Caramel and peanut.
Almond Joy kind of has some ridges to it.
You know, yeah, but those ridges, like, that's not normal. Like, Baby Ruth.
You can see the almond in there.
Looks like somebody ate a lot of oatmeal, right? But the almonds, you're like, it's impossible to poop that.
Yeah, I think that you're right. The Baby Ruth is the closest. That's probably why they use it in Caddyshack. As far as all of the candy bars.
Think about the guts of making
what about a
chocolate bar.
It's too perfect.
But it doesn't look like a chocolate.
It's
like,
too perfect.
And that's my point. It's just this. You're going to develop a candy bar, all right? And it's understood, like, in color. Yes, they look like poop, but they look like candy bars. It looks like a Reese's cup. Baby Ruth was like, we don't care. We're just going to make it look straight up like a turd.
I do like them.
But that's what I mean.
I haven't had
They're
one
like,
in a long
it's
time.
So good. People will it's still eat this bar. Thing. That if I put it on the grass, you think your dog pooped, right? I can make a candy bar that looks exactly, precisely like a turd, but it's good enough that people will eat it anyway.
Do you think that you could make a candy bar that looks like a log of poop that people would like?
The Baby Ruth is that.
I don't know.
The Baby Ruth is that.
I think you can do better, man. I think you can actually come up with like a candy bar.
Isn't there a candy that looks like a little mound of it?
There is now. But like they're doing that now, but they advertise it specifically that it looks like a turd. No, we're thinking of the new Play-Doh. Right. But they advertise it to look like a turd. That's not gutsy. I'm saying, like, it's not supposed to look like a turd. It just happens to look like a turd, and then we eat it anyway. Kind of like a Hershey Kiss, really.
What's the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello.
That one's pretty close.
Hello, Jonah. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola. Hola.
So my story starts about 21 years ago when I was born. The lowest vertebrae in my back was broken when I was born, and when it healed, it made the top of my butt crack crooked.
The top of your butt crack is crooked.
So you look like an upside-down Riddler from Batman.
So your crack is not actually vertical? It's kind of sideways, or what?
It just kind of goes up, and then like the top, probably like 3 inches, takes a hard left.
It does. Okay. Now do you have some form of scoliosis because of this?
No.
So that's not what that's considered. That's just how it kind of set in.
Yeah.
I mean, but like your butt still makes a hard left to this day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about, I mean, when you wipe yourself after going number two, I mean, is it
sideways?
Right. I mean,
what? No. It's like the top half. Like I always got told I could never be a plumber because my crack was crooked.
Son, you'll never be a plumber.
That's why you're an electrician. Okay, makes perfect sense.
Man, that's unbelievable. That's unique.
It's like a little lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter.
You want to hang out for the return of Ted versus the FCC? That's coming up. Another round of Profile. There's some more of your calls on our question, what is the butt story? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
You'll remember this story. We go to Nashville, Tennessee. A Nashville man is accused of storing counterfeit cash in his butt cheeks during a traffic stop. Robert Mitchell was arrested and charged with resisting arrest. According to the arrest report, Mitchell was pulled over by an officer driving at a high rate of speed. The suspect turned off his vehicle, but when Mitchell was ordered to step out of his car, police say he refused, turned the car back on, and tried to put the vehicle into drive. He eventually surrendered. When Mitchell was taken into custody, officers searched his car and said they found marijuana, a Viagra pill, and five fake $100 bills concealed between his butt cheeks. Mitchell was jailed on $1,000 bond. Our question, what is the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments rolled in. We had a side conversation. We were talking about the Baby Ruth candy bar. And the fact that it's just amazing how much like a piece of poop that it looks like. And nobody minds. We just eat it anyway. So we were saying that most candy bars don't look like that. So people say, look, I used to take Tootsie Rolls, roll them in my hand. They look a lot like cat turds. I put them on my sister's pillow. And when she saw them, I'd run in and eat it. You guys need to Google the Mountain Bar about the Brown and Haley. Looks like a straight up turd.
That's what I was looking at.
The Mountain Bar.
Yeah, it looks pretty close.
I don't eat this one. People say, what about a Nutrageous? That thing looks like a straight up turd.
Ooh, Miles, we like those.
Yeah, and it depends on who have you eaten nuts.
Yeah, have you eaten nuts?
I mean, it is outrageous.
The candy bar, anyone heard of this? The Idaho Spud.
The Idaho Spud.
Apparently it's a candy bar. They say apparently there's a lot of poop-looking candy bars.
Okay.
And this one, they're kind of onto something here. I don't know if they still have it, but it says the 7-Eleven sheet.
Oh, God.
What?
The Idaho spud. I mean, if it was frosted in the snow.
If it were a dry dog turd.
It looks more like Kitty Rocco.
But this one, 7-Eleven cheeseburger hot dog used to look a lot like poop. Do you remember that?
7-Eleven cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, it looked like a turd in a bun. You don't remember
this? The problem was, man, it was just sitting under those lights all night.
Yeah, dude, just spinning and looking. Like, right, it's not a good look. That was not a good optic.
Okay.
Yeah, so I stand corrected. Lots of candy bars look like turds. Hello, Aaron, welcome to the men's room. Are you just looking at the cheeseburger?
You know, I don't know that I ever had one of those.
Oh, thank heaven.
It looks like a turd covered in onions.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So what's your butt story, Aaron?
So I grew up in the backwoods of New York, and me and my buddies were, you know, teenagers, and we have our spots, you know, we go hang out in the woods and go smoke or whatever. And one of my friends, Justin, he had to go poop when we were out there. So he, you know, wanders off from the group a little bit, and then we hear him yelling a few minutes later for his stepbrother, Jay. And he's like, Jay, there's no leaves around here. Can you grab me something? So Jay, thinking he's funny, grabs poison ivy and gives it to his brother to wipe it.
Oh, no.
So needless to say, you know, he gets the poison ivy there. But then later on, like maybe an hour later, Jay forgets that he has the poison ivy on his hands and goes to take a leak.
Oh,
karma.
How old are you guys at this point in time?
Maybe 14 or 15.
How long did it take for the poison ivy to have a reaction? Like, how long did it take him to remember that he had poison ivy on his hands?
It was like right as he was doing it, we can hear him going like, oh, crap, you know, and then he remembered that it was on there. And, you know, they have to go to like the same doctor or whatever, and they have to tell their mom. And she's like, what's going on between you two that you have it here?
Mom's real concerned.
Then the banjo music comes on.
I knew you guys were close, but oh, my God.
What's the bud story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, hello. I got a pretty good butt story.
You've come to the right place.
Mm. Yeah. So I was out drinking one time with this hot girl named Gina. We went to the bar, and I had like two or three pitchers of Mac and Jacks, and my body got all messed up from it. It didn't know which way to come out.
Let me guess, it found every available option.
Yeah, the biggest hole.
Oh, no. Wait, are you in a public place with Gina?
We were at her apartment.
Ah. Okay.
And you couldn't make it to the bathroom?
No, I did. I made it to the bathroom, but there was disturbing sounds.
Oh, like there's no way she didn't hear or smell the fury.
She did. She heard it. She smelled it.
Did she have a kegerator at her house?
No, we were at the bar. And
All right. You said you had two or three pitchers and you're at her house. I was like, mm-hmm. Gina sounds awesome.
So did it, after Gina experiences all the sound and fury that you're unleashing, did that kind of kill the mood, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah.
And did you ever have another chance with said Gina?
Nope.
Ooh.
That was it.
Oh, wow.
Did she have an exhaust fan in her bathroom?
Yeah, but it wasn't enough.
It wasn't built for that, right?
It wasn't enough. Yeah. You know what, man? That's when you go into Home Depot, you know, like, hey, I need to talk to somebody who knows a little bit of two things about exhaust fans.
Right. Like, I need utility grade.
Yeah, like industrial size.
And exactly. How long were you in her bathroom?
15 minutes at least.
Wow. No, that's fine. Time has a lot to do with it.
Well,
it does.
But, like, look, man, you could be in there for 15 minutes and who knows. Put it this way, if you're in there for 15 minutes and you're constipated, somehow things are forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in there for 15 minutes and I can hear 15 minutes worth of that going on, it's like, right, this is not happening to me.
Well, you forget with the fan. It just helps for cover sound. I was recently like at a Airbnb that had no exhaust fans and you couldn't open the windows. And it was like a weird nightmare.
So it echoes.
How bad was it?
Well, during the day on Saturday it was bad.
For everyone involved. Like, it didn't matter who was in there.
Not everyone, but a couple of us were having a tough time.
Okay.
Like, to the point of
drinking, that kind of thing?
Yeah, just kind of, you know, you're on a road trip, you eat chicken wings.
You're in the Amazon,
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
You probably eat all kinds of crazy indigenous food.
Right. So it's just like, this is like a circle of hell. Because it's like, you want to go, right? But like,
You just courtesy flush as fast as you can?
Basically.
Okay. That's all you can do.
We went to the Super Bowl years ago, and Miles is there with his wife, so I'm there with a friend of Miles, a guy named Jerry. Okay? Mm-hmm. And Jerry and I, we've never met, but we get along fine. Easy guy to get along with, all this kind of stuff, but we shared a room. Jerry used to play football in college, so just understand the dynamic. So to Jerry, certain things don't matter so much, all right? Now, we are in Nolens, and I'm eating Nolens food, and I'm drinking the beer. So same kind of thing where you have a real bad gut bomb every time. So one morning, Jerry's taking a shower. And I'm just like, crap. And obviously, we have the one bathroom. I go all the way down to the lobby. And this is a casino, man. Well, you know, the 20 minutes it takes. And I just destroy this bathroom. I mean, I wreck it, man. And it smells like I'm in New Orleans. It smells like I'm enjoying New Orleans. And I'm going all in. So I come back up. Jerry's out of the shower. And he's like, man, did you go all the way down to the lobby and poop? I'm like, yeah, dude, seriously. He's like, you could have just used the bathroom. Like, Jerry, you were in the bathroom. He's like,
it would have made you dirty again.
But he was saying to me, like, he thought I was weird because it's like...
Not only that, but I'm like, Jerry.
Used the locker room culture.
But that's my point. Like, look, man, there's a naked dude taking a shower. I don't feel like sitting a foot away from you through a glass door, right? So I'm looking at your naked ass. You're looking at my pantsless, just to poop and douse. You're like, how am I weird?
My buddy Chad had no problem doing that. And I was like, and here's the thing. It's steamy in there.
Right.
So that the heat.
Everything about this
makes it worse.
Yeah.
It really does.
I mean, I get this. I understood this. I really thought I was taking the high road.
It gets real heavy. There's no flavor. It's almost like the mist.
The steam keeps it down.
Keeping it down and just pushing it into your lungs.
Everything you're saying is what I thought. And when I walked back into the room, he said it to me like it's an intervention. You know, like, hey, man, seriously, did you go down? I'm like, yeah, like, how is this on me? Why do I feel bad all of a sudden?
99% anymore, it seems like, of the hotel rooms do not have an exhaust fan built in. There's nothing wrong with a lobby duke. Especially.
Oh, right. I did it in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. Where, no, it is.
How do you bring it up?
It's typically pretty clean. It's typically pretty private.
But it's
based
small.
On the fact that everyone has their own bathroom in their room. But if you have, you know, one of those situations where, you know, someone's jumping in the shower after you need to get out of there, whatever the deal is, man, you go down the lobby.
Well, that's the thing. A hotel room with like three people in it, plenty of room. But when you have to drop down a nasty poo, that room gets real tiny.
You get real loud, too.
Right.
Yeah. Because everyone already knows what you're doing, and every little squeak you let out, you feel like it's amplified a thousand times.
I stayed in a hotel at one point in time, and it's a very similar situation with some family, and there was a partition wall that was, you know, probably 9 feet high, but it was still open space into the bathroom. So there was no closed-off walls.
It was basically
just, and then there was a pocket door, but still, if you looked up, you could throw something out into the area where the beds are. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was open. So, I mean, you just felt like every audible thing was a tiled floor. I mean, it's just like echoing on it. Yeah, like, you okay there? It's like, time to hit that lobby.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Like, we got back from breakfast, and my brother's like, I was just like, I'm gonna poop down here.
Yeah, just do the lobby. Terrible. Dude, right? Thank you guys for agreeing.
Take a road trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Play one on the road.
Yeah, I like Jerry, but I don't know if I agree on this one. You're grown adults.
Yeah, it's also close to the on a bus Winnebago rule. When you have that many people so tight in an area, you're like, man, make sure that it's like, make sure we're gone, or like, oh, hang on, man, I'll meet you down in the lobby before we leave.
But that's not the reason.
Get one
but
out
that's
here.
Not the reason on buses in Winnebagos. It's just nobody wants to dump it.
No, I know that. Yeah, and also nobody wants to smell it based on the proximity and all that stuff. Like, the smell doesn't necessarily go away in those things.
Yeah, like, I have a buddy that has an RV, and if he's driving, his rule is, like, as a guy, like, if you want to pee, sit down. He doesn't trust you not to miss.
Oh, right.
Okay, right? That's fair. That's fair. Same with, that's why a plane bathroom is just so absolutely destroyed.
It's a fun game, though.
What's the butt story? I always lean my head into the side of the plane.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah, because I keep my stuff.
Right, because it sounds stupid. But listen,
there's not a lot of room.
If you're tall, you just lean your head into
the ceiling of the plane, and you just lean forward, and you just get a forehead, and you hope to God that the turbulence isn't so bad that for some reason one jolt doesn't leave you permanently paralyzed.
Well, you kind of spread your feet, you rest the forehead on that little down
part,
right? And you can rock the turbulence. Nine times out of ten, man, you're good without peeing all over
yourself. That's my strategy.
Nine times out of ten. Just keep
nine times out of
nine ten. Times out of ten. I have flown more than 10 times. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. What's your butt story?
Me and my wife, like, watch TV a lot after work, just to kind of chill out. And we have this big couch. So
super fluffy, but it's kind of corduroy. So wintertime comes around, things get a little dry, the house, a little static buildup on the old corduroy couch. I'll slide off of that thing, slap the light switch, and get electrocuted. So anyway, she jumps off the couch one day. We put it, you know, put it on pause. She slides off the couch as she's going by. I went to slap her on the butt, and it popped her square in the butthole like three times in a nanosecond. She jumps up, spins around like a cat that just saw one of those cucumbers, and like, don't chuck me in the butthole. And then like, ran off.
Yeah, like a cat.
And ran. That is very much everything about that was cat-like.
Oh, God. What's the butt story? 844-999-OLA. I like the timing on that, Robin. Nice work.
Yeah.
They really added to the story.
Wait, play that again. Yeah.
I see if you can time that one out and get on our next caller.
Hello, Matt.
I love that song.
Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, I know how you guys are generally doing every day. Doing well. I understand that. So, my story is, ended up, me and my girl were out at a Mexican restaurant, and as all good stories start out, and ended up heading off towards home afterwards, and she ate so much. She ate what was called a macho burrito. And yeah.
Are you impressed by the amount of food that your girl can put down?
Oh, absolutely, but not really. Thank you. Working. But, so yeah, she can put down quite a bit. She's also a stoner for medical and recreational uses.
Nice.
So,
in other words, yeah, she'd be absolutely a stoner either way.
Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. So as we were heading home, she's like, man, my stomach is, like, I'm so full. I'm like, all right, well, you know, good thing we're going home. We're going to relax and just basically hibernate for the evening. She go, and about 2 hours later, end up going to go in the bathroom, and I hear her in the bathroom, and I'm like, what's going on, babe? She's crying, literally crying, and she goes, I think I'm bleeding out my butt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the music.
Oh, it makes it so bad.
I know.
It really lightens the mood.
It certainly
does. Because it sounds like a horrible situation.
For a minute, I was worried.
It breaks the ice.
Absolutely.
It's like absolutely. It's like our canned applause. Yes.
She could be seriously injured.
Exactly. All right.
And so at this point now, I'm severely worried because she does have an eating condition and an actual stomach condition similar to IBS. And
but you went so to a Mexican restaurant
to get the Mondo burrito.
I mean, come on, man. So I said, he does have diabetes, so it's weird that he ate the sugar cubes.
Yeah, right. This is relatively early in the situation, but I know these things. And so, and I was like, all right, you know, whatever. So I was like, okay, you need anything from me? Like, and she was like, no, I'll be okay. And next thing you know, I hear her literally screaming in there, and I'm thinking, okay. Yeah, yep, exactly. And I'm thinking everything's coming out from within. And so I call her I end up calling her parents because she lived at home at the time, and she was at my place. So,
Wait. What do you say when you call them, man? I mean, like, what's the opening? I'm her father, okay? The phone rings. I pick up the phone. I say, hello.
So, yes, actually, it was her dad that I called, and he's an awesome man. And I said, Nate, I was like, I don't know how to explain this to you in any other way, but I'm just going to be blunt about it. Zaya's having some issues with her stomach, and it's coming out bad. And he was curious, and I said, she thinks she's bleeding. They lost it. And he lost it, and he's like, all right, just let me know what's going on. So I go back.
Did you confirm to him that she was not, or did you just kind of leave it like, she thinks she is?
I said that she thinks she is. And, okay. And so he's right. Like, hey, let me know. Because, you know, at this point, we're thinking hospital, possibly. Well,
yeah, I would.
Yes, if you're exploding blood from your rectum, yes, hospital should be a thought.
Absolutely. So I go back and I let her know, I'm like, hey, you know, let your parents know. Or, you know, so if we need to, we'll meet them at a hospital. They'll come and meet us at the hospital if we need to go and everything. So finally, And so she's crying. She's sobbing. And the quietest little thing you hear, you just hear her go, okay. And then about 2 minutes later, she goes, oh, my God, Matt. I was like, what? She's like, I'm on my period.
Oh. Well, geez, man. Did you call her dad back?
Well, yeah. Oh, dad.
You have a whole S storm happening, and all because of her stomach issues and everything else, and she has no idea that because of everything that's going on with her on that side, that the other side's actually doing some work itself.
You know what? I just want to say this. Whoever she is, she sounds beautiful.
Yeah. You guys still together?
Oh, she's wonderful.
And you're still together?
Absolutely, yeah.
You got to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
2 years now.
How's her stomach doing? How's her stomach doing these days? Does she still go back for the Mondo burrito?
Actually, there are those days where we actually reference, still to this day, reference what had happened. That had happened about 3 months into the relationship.
Wow.
I guess you haven't been back?
We haven't been there specifically, but we've been to a few places to where we've had that question, and we just said screw it anyways, and went off and carried on, and ended up being okay.
Okay,
all right.
Question: what is the butt story? 844-999 Ola. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Quick headline. Dwight Howard sits out Wizards opener with sore buttocks. Our question, what is the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
Doesn't say how he injured his butt, but he says he's getting close to his butt being back to game four.
You know, but I'm happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm. He's an older guy.
So. I also think, newsflash, he's playing for the Washington Wizards.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Call me off guard.
Hello, Drew. Welcome to the men's room.
He's a center.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so about 30 years ago, I was in the Marine Corps, and we had a guy that hadn't drank yet, and he turned 21, decided he wanted to go to the bar with us. So we filled him up on prairie fires to begin with, and then we just given him shots of whiskey the rest of the night. And come the next morning, I'm in the restroom shaving, and my buddy's next to me, and this guy walks in, and I mean, it looked like he would have been happier if he would have shot him. So, anyways, he goes into the bathroom, which is right behind us, the stall, and starts to do his business, and you hear a plop followed by a stream of water, and then all heck breaks loose. He's banging around, turning around to throw up. Out comes his naked butt still dripping from underneath the shower door, and he proceeds to vomit. And when he did, he pressurized and sprayed the whole bathroom.
Oh. And then the music goes
nowhere. I mean, it really does. It makes everything better.
And we break into dance.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
He slows down and it's just dripping, and then he vomits again and it presses up and hits the wall again. It was wrong.
Oh, man. It was wrong.
I don't think anything that you can tell us today will trump that that cut there, the doing the butt when it comes on. You can say anything you want, man.
Because it's always a horrible moment. Like, and then a grizzly bear grabbed him by the ass. Yeah. Oh, yeah! Grab that ass, grizzly bear!
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right.
What is the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
That's a hard song not to dance to.
Everyone broke into dance.
Like the guy playing congas, like I'm smiling.
Hey. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I don't know if you guys have ever had to prep for a colonoscopy.
I have not.
So, yeah. Well, the meds they give you are ridiculous and pretty much instant acting. And I took them the night before because I had to take a 3-day prep. And didn't think about it the next morning. I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go to work, and I'm like, oh, I'll just do a morning fart. The morning fart ended up covering my entire bed.
Oh, yeah.
Cover that bed.
Brown bed.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
What can Brown do for you?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And the worst part is I went to work that day, and I was a delivery driver, and Korean store owners don't let you use their bathroom, and I have these diuretic meds running through me, so I'm having to find places and also go in boxes in my delivery truck.
Oh.
Man, oh, man. That should,
what can Brown do for you?
That should definitely be a reality show, man. And you said this is a three-day prep?
Yes, it depends on how much you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I unfortunately had to take the three-day. So it was 3 days of nothing but that, and all you can eat is chicken broth and Jell-O.
Oh,
I mean, did it just start smelling like chicken broth after a while, if that's the only thing in you?
I didn't do the chicken broth. I just did Jell-O, and yes, it does after a while.
Smells
it
like Bill Cosby.
Whatever Jell-O.
Hmm, okay.
Get yourself a Jell-O.
I gotta ask, what flavor Jell-O?
I did lemon and lime.
Okay.
All right.
You got that lemon and limey butt. Hmm. One green cheek, one yellow cheek.
His insides were a little jiggly.
What's the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
I can survive on Jell-O. I'm just thinking about it. Given chicken broth or Jell-O.
What is the thing where, and maybe it might be for an MRI, or I can't remember exactly what it, I thought it was for a colonoscopy, but you have to drink basically this chalky substance.
I
drank the red stuff.
You drink it the night before. You're not allowed to eat anything, and then like you when you use the bathroom in the morning, it's mostly like chalk. I've done it. I just can't, and I don't remember having a colonoscopy. So,
it sounded like fingernails on a blackboard.
I will say, drank that gallon of milk in an hour.
Yeah,
it legit was like a little piece of chalk.
It just came out.
Yeah.
Wow. The next day?
No, that night. It was horrible.
Remember, he was in the bed an hour and a half. We went home.
It was like 2 hours. You guys went home. And then
we'll tell this story.
I was in there just in pain. And
we'll tell that story coming up here. What is the butt story? 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.